Hartford, New Jersey. Welcome. Nice to have you on the program with us.
Hey, Rush. It's good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I'm so sick of the Democrats. I mean, I live 8 miles outside of Manhattan. You know, my husband was heading into the city on September 11th, and you know, there were, and I feel like they're playing with our lives here. They're playing politics with our lives. I mean, that woman that called from Manhattan a few minutes ago. It's like, were you there? Did you see what happened? In an hour and a half, 19 of them killed 3,000 of us. And I have three little kids, Rush. Where am I supposed to go? There's 20 million people in a 50-mile radius around Manhattan. And no offense to your listeners out in, you know, Montana and South Dakota and Wyoming.
Go ahead and offend them. No, wait a minute. Go ahead and offend them. They've been screaming at me all day.
We don't know where these weapons are. To me, that's scarier. We don't know where they are. They could be in Syria. They could be in a boat in New York.
This is the intelligent view. This is the, where the hell are they? They existed and we can't find them, and a bunch of pointy-headed academics want to try to make us believe they never existed? Come on, folks, it's not even smart. Even if you only feel, that cannot possibly be a good feeling.
Where are the suitcase bombs that are, like, missing from the Soviet Union? We don't know where these things are. And I'm sorry, but I'm not... If Saddam Hussein was just some misunderstood youth from Tikrit, you know, he could have shown that he was a good guy by letting the children out of prison long before we got there. So, you know, you want to trust your safety and your children's safety to John Kerry and Kofi Annan and Jacques Chirac and Putin and Schroeder. This is ridiculous. These people were selling us out. They had deals up the yin-yang with Saddam.
Yes.
Thousands of Iraqi children are dead because of these stupid UN sanctions that they weren't even following.
Yes.
And John Kerry wants to, like, you know, sell my safety to Kofi Annan. Who the hell is Kofi Annan?
Yes!
For African country has he come from? That they were probably selling the stupid fissile material to them in the first place.
Probably right.
Your book that says, oh, we sold, you know, three nuclear bombs to Al-Qaeda. There's not going to be a ledger book. This is a war, and they're trying to kill us, and 19 of them killed 3,000 of us in an hour and a half. Wake up. I'm sick of it.
Amen.